All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to another Prize Picks Pick'em Draft episode. Week 3 of the NFL season is upon us. So you know what we got to do. I'm Tony No Dimes, by the way. Over there, Max the Animal. And we're going to do a quick recap of last week. Wasn't great. Not a whole lot to brag about.
Yeah, there's really not a lot to talk about here. Prize Picks, we all suck. We didn't hit a single one.
To be fair, in my 2-square, I did get refunded because Michael Pittman got hit with the DNP. But
you lost to loser.
You didn't win. It like pushed. In our sense,
a push is a loss in my eyes.
Okay.
I got for wins.
I'm looking for wins too, but I just want to throw it out there. Didn't lose the cash on that one.
Yeah. Congrats.
I know. I need some small prize to make me feel better
about it. I lost it all. And then I believe we both went 2-3 on our actual or pick 'em drafts.
Right, and that's what we did week 1, so we're all tied up there. We need to get better in the pick 'em draft, for sure.
We need to get better everywhere. It starts with Prize Picks right now. I'm going to start us off with my 2-square.
Do it.
I'm going back to the fantasy points. I did a 4-square fantasy point one last week. This week, I'm going to go with a Breece Hall, more than 8 fantasy points, and then I'm going to combine that with Jahan Dotson, more than 70. More than 7 fantasy points. This is the rookie entry here.
That seems really low for both of them.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Because 8 for Breece Hall, 7 for Jahan Dotson.
I mean, basically, this comes down to like if they score a touchdown, they hit it.
Easy, yeah.
You know,
I don't even think they really need to score a touchdown. I mean, we're talking full point PPR too.
Yes, they don't need it, but if they score a touchdown, it basically makes it a lock. Which is why that's why I'm going with this one. Both have been looking really good. Also, Breece Hall getting a lot of receptions with Joe Flacco being the quarterback there. So, plus, Jahan Dotson has Carson Wentz throwing him the ball. They're playing Philly. You know what that means? Revenge game. So there's just a lot of stuff there.
There's a lot of positives going in your direction. I like that one. I'm actually going to tell you on that. But for my 2-square, what I'm throwing out, James Robinson to have over 47.5 rushing yards. He's gone over that both of these weeks in the mid-60 range. And look, James Robinson is the truth. No matter how hard the Jags try to either replace him or the injury bug tries to bite him up, it don't matter. James Robinson is fucking here to stay, all right? He's the Jags' number one running back. Jags' offense, not looking too bad, plus against the Chargers. They're gonna have to get that ground game going. They're going to need their offense firing on all cylinders. It starts and ends with James Robinson. Love that line. I'm pairing that up with someone that I don't fucking love, that I hate, is getting on my bad side in the worst way. That's Darnell Mooney. I'm taking less than 3.5 receptions because I don't know what the fuck that offense is.
I almost took the more on this.
What?
Yeah.
What made you think taking a more on any Chicago Bears player?
That's exactly why.
Because they're due?
Because, you could say that it's due narrative, but it's more of the... He hasn't gotten that many like targets all year. Like he's going to have like 8 catches on Sunday for no reason because the NFL doesn't make sense.
I'll give you that. No, it doesn't make sense.
Logic. That's what it stands for.
And when it starts showing you one thing, as soon as you start to believe it, bam, it hits you over the head with the exact opposite. You know what? I almost took the under of his yards, which was super fucking low, but he could realistically like beat his yardage total in one catch just being a deep threat that he is. But 4 catches, I don't know. Justin Fields is throwing the ball like 10 times a game.
It's going to be like 27 on Sunday.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think he's going to turn into fucking like prime Cam Newton?
He's going to throw it a lot.
Against the Houston Texans, I mean, it's also a low-scoring game. I feel like this could both teams could just keep it on the ground, keep the clock moving, and I don't know. Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet are just so fucking gross. Fading them.
I get it for sure.
So that's the 2-square I got.
All right. Yeah, I didn't want to rain on your parade there, but just you know, got to let you know.
Let you know
what I'm seeing out there.
It's fair, you know.
All right, my 4-square. I'm going to go with, I got a lot of quarterbacks in this one.
All right.
I got 3 quarterbacks in this one. The first quarterback, Mr. Joe Flacco. We're going with more than 234.5 passing yards.
Love that.
He's gone for a 300 back-to-back games this season. And the Jets don't run the ball. They throw it to their wide receivers. They throw it to their running backs. So, like, Joe Flacco, give me the more on the passing yards. This could have been 250. I probably would have still taken it. Jared Goff, more than 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Yo, this is going to be nuts.
You got this too?
I have both of those.
No way.
Yeah, wow. Baby.
All right.
I don't know if that's good. I don't know if it's good either. Like, we're on the same wavelength right now.
Yeah, we haven't been good.
Right. So this is probably going to flop so hard. But if you have the next 2 squares the same, do they correlate? Oh, you said you have 3 quarterbacks. Never mind. They're not going to correlate. Never mind.
So the next one for the third square is Josh Allen, more 2.5 pass rushing and receiving touchdowns. This is just a line that he crushes every single time.
He's a touchdown machine.
Yeah, he just scores touchdowns. He runs them. He throws them. He does it all. He catches them. It don't matter. And then Brandon McManus for the last square, more than 1.5 field goals made. He had four. He had three in both games. He had four attempts in week one. Obviously, he didn't make the 64-yarder because no one fucking makes 64-yard field goals. And then, you know, he's just a good kicker. And Broncos offense is not like a well-oiled machine, so they're just not going to be able to score. They're going to be kicking field goals. Hackett loves kicking field goals because he's a fucking loser.
He's a fucking hack.
Yeah, so this is obviously a great play. So we got Joe Flacco, Jared Goff, Josh Allen, Brandon McManus. That's my four square. It's on the screen.
I really like that one. Really like that four square. So for mine, I also have Jared Goff, more than 1.5 touchdowns thrown. I actually initially put it in with his yardage, and then I took it away because I just feel like the touchdown line is more safe. So I'm going to go with that. And then this is what I did, right? We need a four square hit. So I think we need to implement some more correlation into these four squares. So I put Amon-Ra St. Brown to have more than 70.5 receiving yards. I talked a little bit about this on our last podcast where the dude's just legit. He's an elite receiver nowadays, and we just have to accept it. He's talented. They pepper him with targets.
I like it. I feel like there's more correlation if you use their yards.
I agree, but I feel like the yards was a pretty accurate line. Meanwhile, the touchdowns at 1.5, Jared Goff has just been...
he's been balling.
Yeah, he's been racking up the tugs. And then also, Joe Flacco to have more than 234.5 passing yards. Love that one because Flacco's airing it out more than anybody in the league right now.
Got to do it while he's still in the league.
You got to go while the iron's hot.
That's it.
The Flacco iron is scorching hot. And then I'm correlating that with Garrett Wilson to have over 45.5 receiving yards. Garrett Wilson, kind of a breakout game last week.
Might be the best wide receiver in Jets history.
Some are saying. I can't think of a better one.
Keyshawn Johnson, probably. But it's early, so yeah. You know, I don't want to take anything away from Garrett Wilson.
You know what's crazy is like week one, he had like a pretty good game for a rookie, and then he still kind of complained off the field, like, I'm not getting enough work. Like, for a debut, I want to say he had, like, 7 targets. And then he still went through, like, the squeaky wheel gets the grease thing. You know how that happens sometimes in the NFL? Like, you complain about your workload, and then they up it the next week.
Yeah, week one, he went 4 for 52. And then week two, he went 8 for 102. So he basically doubled everything.
Dude, that wasn't even a bad...
Double the targets. He's a Joe!
He's going to be... Now, going into next week, he's going to be, like, more. Yeah. And Joe Flacco's going to rack up 200 yards.
16 receptions, 204 yards. Boom.
Easy.
So that's going to hit.
Yeah. That's my four square lock. I'm feeling so good about mine this week.
I mean, I'm glad you're feeling good. If you guys are feeling good, make sure you head over to PrizePicks. Use promo code BDG. Get 100% deposit match up to $100 for first-time users.
Love it. All right. Let's go to the Pick'em Draft. It's week 3. Odd number. So you have the 101. You know how it is. Need a favorite, a dog, an over, an under, and a flex play. So how are you kicking this bitch off?
This is maybe a very questionable first pick, but it's probably the only under that I really like. I don't even like it. I think I'm tricking myself into it here. I'm going to take the Chargers-Jaguars under 47.5.
Okay.
This is more of a, maybe Justin Herbert's just too banged up to put up a lot of points, and the Jaguars, and they're just not really going to be able to put up a lot of points either, so this ends up being like a 24-17 game or some shit.
I have no idea where to go with that game, so I'm glad that you took it off the board. Really? I don't have to make a decision on it.
Could have waited.
I'm going to go with a game. I'm not sure if I like the favorite more or if I like the under more, but I just want this game because, look, I'm taking the Ravens -2.5. This feels like a trap game. Yeah. It smells like rotten cheese, but I'm going to take it. Like, if I just see cheese standing there, that could just be free cheese, you know? So I'm taking Baltimore -2.5 against the Patriots.
It could be a trap, but it could be free cheese.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It could be free money, dude. Like, are the Ravens just not all around a much better team than the Patriots? I don't give a fuck that the Patriots are home.
Yeah, no, this is. I have this one, too.
You had that one, like, circled?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's my number one pick in this draft. I feel great about it. I'm putting, like, way more units than necessary on this one. I have, like, I don't bet a large amount, but I got, like, five fucking units on this game.
All right, very interesting. I'm going to take my dog.
All right.
I'm going to take my dog. I honestly don't know what the fuck I'm doing this week, but I'm going to take Houston Texans plus 2.5.
Yo, fuck, that was my number one dog.
Yeah?
I like good. That one.
Houston Texans. It's just one of those things. The Bears just have not looked good. The offense doesn't move the ball. And the Texans have. The Texans can score. You know, they didn't do it very well last week, but Denver's defense is pretty tough still, even though I hate them. So I'm just going to take the Texans here, plus 2.5. I think it's a juicy line for me.
That's a good one. I'm going to go with an over. I thought about taking the favorite in this game, but now that I'm looking at the total, 45.5. I don't think it's that large. We talked a little bit about it, but I'm talking about the Bengals-Jets game, over 45.5. Like we said, Joe Flacco's looking elite. The Bengals need to win this game. They started 0-2. I mean, they are having a massive Super Bowl hangover, so I think they have to come out firing. They got to keep the foot on the gas, no breaks. And that's Robert Saleh saying, so, you know, there are no breaks with it. I feel good about it. Bengals-Jets, over 45.5.
All right, I love it. Fuck. No Monday night games?
No Monday. You know the rules.
Really
respect
like,
the
really
rules.
Like the Giants, though. Just saying. But since I can't take the Giants, I need to take a favorite still. I don't like any of these favorites left. Shit. I think I'm going to lean towards the Chiefs, even though they never cover. Colts just looked awful. I hate this pick, actually. It's probably my least favorite pick, but Chiefs minus 5.5.
I try to stay away from that game.
Yeah.
The Colts Chiefs, are just so due.
The Chiefs, yeah, the Colts are due. Chiefs never cover. This is exactly what Vegas wants me to do.
Vegas is screaming at people to only have to lay 5.5, like not a full touchdown.
Yeah, you're talking about a team that couldn't score against the Jaguars last week, and now they're playing the Chiefs and only 5.5. This is a trap game.
There's a lot of cheese going around.
This is a big trap game. Biggest fucking trap game I've ever seen in my life. Taking it.
All right. I'm going to move to a dog who I think is the better team, but I think they're only dogs because they're on the road. That is the Atlanta Falcons traveling to Seattle.
Son of a bitch.
To take on the Seahawks.
My over.
That was your over?
Yeah.
I also did like the over on that one, but I already have an over and want to keep the flex available for later on in the draft. So, look, Atlanta's 0-2. Hungry dog runs faster. Seattle, I think they're still riding a high from being the Broncos, as if that fucking meant something. Like, the Broncos just look awful. Then they got the piss pounded out of them by the 49ers. Falcons, I don't think, look bad. Are they good? No. But I don't think they look bad. I'm only getting 1.5 with them, right? 1.5? One? Just one?
It's just one.
Just one. Not even the half. All right. Whatever.
You're basically hoping, this is a pick-em, you're hoping they win.
Yeah, totally. All right, got my dog.
Fuck, I should have went with the Bills. That's another kind of trap game.
A little bit. Miami, it's hard to get a read on how legit Miami is, too.
Exactly. Ugh, you know what? I need a flex and an over. Let's just take the over in 52.5. Oh, damn. It's a big over.
Yeah, it got bumped up. I know exactly what you're looking at.
Let's take the Saints Panthers over, 40.5. Fuck it. It's a low scoring. That's a very low scoring affair. I think both teams suck. Maybe they get some points going. Whatever. I don't feel good about any of these picks this week right now.
That's how you know you're going to smack this week.
I'm going 5-0, baby.
Yeah, that's how you know you're going to be. You're going to look so good. I think I'm going to go. There's two overs that I really like. I don't know which one to go with. I'm going to skip on taking an under right now. And I'm going to take an over to move to my flex. And I'm going with Raiders Titans over 45.5. I just think with the Titans getting embarrassed last week, they got to come out and show something. Raiders 0-2, they got to come out and show something. I'm betting on two hungry dogs in an absolute dogfight. The spread is close, right? Like, there's no heavy favorite in this one. I don't really like either of these defenses, so I don't know. Don't feel great about it, but I'm kind of running out of options here. A lot of the good games kind of were taken off the board. So over 45.5, Raiders tight.
Yeah, I'm going to finish off with my flex here, and I hate it. I really do, but it's just, maybe it's the old school in me, but Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Bucks over 41.5. You didn't take that game, right?
No.
I mean, This is a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers game. The over is set at 41.5. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, two of the best quarterbacks of all time. Yeah, no, their teams are a little down. They got no Mike Evans. We got no Devontae Adams on the Packers. There's a lot of shit going on these offenses. But two great quarterbacks going at it are going to figure it out. I refuse to believe that the NFL is going to make us watch a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers game, and the score is going to be like 21-17.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening.
Probably not. Like, it's so tough. Those teams feel like super banged up. Terrible. And just, yeah.
They can't score for shit, but they got Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, so they'll find a way.
Mike Evans also suspended.
Yeah, for sure. Russell Gage week, baby. Engage.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. I feel like the Packers are really going to be able to get after Tom Brady. And then, of course, the Bucs defense. Yeah, phenomenal. It's
going to be like a 10-3 game. Well, I got the over.
You got the over, and you're sticking to your fucking guns.
Yeah.
So I'm going to finish this draft off with an under. And I'm going to roll with the 49ers-Broncos game, under 44.5. I don't really have a great reason for this other than just it's prime time. And this year, primetime games have been hitting unders at a ridiculous pace. Like, unders have been hitting more than any other year, especially in primetime games.
The first 2 weeks in the history of the NFL, unders have been
just nailing it.
Hitting at an insane rate. Also, this is a team where you got two. The defenses are basically the primary weapon on their team. Like, they both have good defenses.
Yeah, so. Both good defenses. Russell Wilson and the Broncos offense kind of been looking a little slow. Jimmy G, you know, that offense is going to run the ball a lot, take a lot of time off the clock.
It's also in Mile High. Everyone's going to be tired.
Yeah, altitude. I mean, that's the thing, but I also feel like you could air the ball out because of the altitude.
Yeah, but
They don't do that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm feeling good about it. So, that's our draft.
I feel awful about all my picks. My prize picks, I feel good about. I feel like I'm on the right track there with the rookies and everything like that. The thing with gambling is, like, you look at your picks and you go, you know what, I'm fucked. And that's also kind of like always, it's kind of a positive sign, I feel like. Over the years, I've learned, like, when I look at my picks, I go, I'm going 1-4.
If you feel great about your pick, you're missing something.
Yeah.
There's some information that you're not aware of.
I agree.
Real quickly, my 49ers taking on your Broncos in Denver, prime time. Got a prediction for that game?
A score prediction? I think you guys are actually going to win. Sad.
Yeah? I feel good about this
game. I want to lean towards Broncos because it's a home game, but we just look like shit. And I think Jimmy G is just going to come right back into, get right back into his groove with the 49ers, and he's going to look really solid. And we're going to make some costly mistakes. Our special teams is terrible. Watch out for the Denver Broncos special teams. They're going to fuck something up. 49ers win this game 24-17. I don't know.
All right. What kind of worries me about the under, though, is the Niners special teams is also terrible. So we could see, like, a fucking blocked punt return for a touchdown or something egregious like that.
That'd be, like, the only touchdown in the game, probably.
Hopefully, kind of. Depends who's scoring it, I guess. But that'd be good for my under. I think Jimmy G's on a little bit of a revenge tour. Like, I think this year, he has something to fucking prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, you motherfuckers tried to replace to trade him.
They were trying to, like, he's on... on a revenge tour.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that's why I said I think you guys are going to win.
Love that. Maybe you should have just taken them as dogs. 2.5 points? 1.5?
Fucking favorites.
Oh, they're favorites.
They're 1.5
Shit, I'm looking at what they opened as. Which they is, opened as dogs. Now they're favorites?
Yeah, it's pathetic because, well, that's because everyone saw that one. Oh, the 49ers are going to win this, and they bet the dog.
That's tough.
It's tough for me as a Broncos fan to see what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't really like the look of it either, though. Like, I don't know why I don't feel confident that the Niners are favored in this game. Like, it almost makes me want to bet the Broncos as home dogs.
They weren't the favorites. Like, I bet to the favorites.
Yeah, but, you know, fade the public. Like, the public is now on the side of the 49ers.
Yeah, you're right. The Broncos are going to win.
Shit.
Domination, baby. Let's go.
All right. Well, that's been the Pick'em Draft for Week 3. Once again, use Prize Picks. Download the app. Use promo code BDGE. Get yourself a 100% deposit match bonus.
Comment some of your picks in the comment section. I always like to see what everyone's taking.
All right. We're out.
We're out.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.